So I don't want him to feel like loving me entails him doing anything extra that doesn't come natural for him. Because then I become a burden and not a new relationship. When you get in a relationship with somebody, and now because they're with you, they're spending most of their time dealing with your issues and your thoughts and processing with you, then you've added a burden to that person's life. You didn't make their life easier. And a real relationship is a relationship that you both feel like you're benefiting from being with each other, and your life is enhanced and it's easier because you're together. So that's what I wanted him to experience with me, you know. And so that was an example of the Course in Miracles in action, you know. And think about how much easier it was for me to decide not to change him than for me to have decided to change him. So was I really being spiritual? Was I really being practical and smart?
Both.
I was being both. I don't want more work. You know what I mean? So the easiest way for my life not to be work is for me to be doing what I love, and then that's benefiting the people around me. Because then I'm helping them, which I do want to do, but I'm not in a strain. That's deep.
I want to be like you.
You are, because I want to be like you. You're as loving a person as I've ever met in all the years I've known you. You never had a crossword with me, and you never said anything to me except something supportive, and you remembered my birthday, and you're giving me gifts, and you've taken me out. You've been totally loving. You've been an incredible loving and supportive person to me. I want to be like you. You're inspiring me, Judy. Sad, too sad. Yeah, yeah. And I'm not gonna not say that to you. That's what I have too many loving thoughts that I never share. But I'll always share when I'm upset. Y'all notice that? We'll let somebody know what we PO'd about. But to say, I love you, I appreciate you, I honor you, I admire you. I used to walk around saying, why don't people say that to me? It's in the universe, you don't ever say it. To you. Aha. Uh-huh. So, we're going to be on page 303. I never let my subject matter get in the way of what I have to say. And we're going to be on paragraph 11. But did that make sense?
Yes.
About what I was saying with my son?
Oh,
and that happened for me focusing on the truth, not on me trying to change my son. That was the beauty of all of that. It's exchange. It did not come from me processing with my son. It just came from me focusing on the truth and applying it to myself. That's what I love about this the most. I'm so glad I finally get it. Whew. It'll be so much better to be around. Oh, I'm excited for the people that's going to know me. Woo!
Woo!
If you attempted to be dispirited by thinking how long it would take to change your mind so completely, if you attempted to be depressed because you're thinking how long it's going to take for you to do this, all you have to do is ask yourself, how long is an instant? Couldn't you give so short a time to the universe for your happiness? Could you give the universe an instant for your happiness? Could you give the Holy Spirit an instant for your happiness? I know you're busy, but could you give the Holy Spirit an instant for your happiness? He says, that's all the Holy Spirit, that's all God is asking for. God doesn't need any more than just one instant of your time, one instant of application. And the Course says, it takes far longer to teach you to be willing to give this instant to your higher self than for your higher self to use the instant to offer you the whole of heaven. It takes longer for us to get to the point that we'll accept the answer than it takes to receive it. It takes longer to convince us to be loving to each other and to practice the truth and know that our thought is created than for us to get the results of that. Like I used the example in one other class where if I had a glass of water and you were thirsty, but you didn't trust me so you wouldn't get the water, then at some point It took a long time to get you to the point that you would trust me enough to take the water from me. But the minute that you gave me an instant of trust, I handed you the water. So it could have been years that you were waiting for the water, but it only took 2 seconds to receive it. And that's exactly the way it's going to happen with you. So once you accept your love, and you accept the healing, and you accept how beautiful you are, and you accept how powerful you are, then instantly the result comes, just like the water comes to her when she decides to take it and not before. So you don't have to wonder about, is there going to be a long time between when I accept the truth and when I see the benefits of it? They happen simultaneously. So she said, okay, I'm ready for the water. The water was there. So when she was saying, I don't trust the water, I don't know where the water came from, I don't know if I can trust you giving me the water, even though she was thirsty, the water didn't get to her. So it could take her years to learn to trust me, but the answer only takes a second. It just is true for us. Don't think it's going to take as long for you to receive the benefits as it's taken for you to confuse yourself and make yourself unhappy. That's not very kind when you look at yourself. God isn't dumb. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So the Course says, now, he says, it takes far longer to teach you to be willing to give God this instant than for God to use this tiny instant to offer you the whole of heaven. In exchange for this instant, love stands ready to give you the remembrance of eternity. So what are you going to give me if I give you an instant? I'm going to give you everything you want forever. Now you know why you haven't received it. See how excited you were about that idea? That's exactly why you haven't received it. Don't blame nobody else. I'm a real-time teacher. And a real-time teacher is simply someone who's teaching a lesson that you can always see is true because the lesson is happening right now as he teaches it. Like soon as I said, you could have everything. Then it was a stunning or reaction, pretty much, no reaction. That's not a judgment, but I'm saying that means that there's something in my mind that doesn't get excited about the idea of me having everything. And that is why you don't. But you don't force enthusiasm. Still just be however you want to be to anything I say. But that still doesn't change the fact that your enthusiasm creates. I used to do it, you give me what I want, then I'll be enthusiastic about it. Mm-hmm. That didn't work. It didn't happen a whole lot. Christmas. Then I started, I'm going to be enthusiastic and let my enthusiasm create. And enthusiasm doesn't mean jumping up and down and screaming and shouting. Enthusiasm means you totally desire whatever it is that you're going after. It's never sacrificed to do something that you're enthusiastic about. Whenever you're about to do something that you don't feel enthusiastic about, you know that's your way of knowing you are about to make a sacrifice. And that's why you're not enthusiastic, because you know it from the very beginning. But you're trying to fool yourself. That feeling of dread, when you look at them, there might be something to take a look at. And if it's that feeling, morning. You will never give this instant to the Holy Spirit. You'll never give this instant to receive everything to God on behalf of your release. I'm going to give this to you on behalf of my release. I'm going to give you my attention. I'm going to give you my focus. I'm going to give you my acceptance for an instant. Okay? And then the Course says you won't do it as long as you're unwilling to give an instant of relief also to your brothers on behalf of their relief. You know, if I'm going to give an instant to my, if I'm going to give God an instant, then I'm going to also give God an instant when it comes to you too. You'll never give this holy instant to the Holy Spirit on behalf of your release while you're unwilling to give it to your brothers on behalf of their. See, I'm going to give you an instant of Earl being peaceful in your experience, on behalf of your release. See, I'm going to give it to you because when you turn to me, I'm not going to attack you. So that's me giving you an instant of relief and an instant of peace. So I got